Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we have a great hour ahead for you as we wrap up a Worship Wednesday. We've got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that is taking sports radio by storm. That is at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, we've got NFL and even a little gymnastics to talk about. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. All right, Rob, it's the story of the week. You know, Aaron Rodgers had probably the worst game of his career in his debut this year, coming off that offseason in which he demanded a trade. He skipped the offseason programs. He contemplated retirement. He tried out for Jeopardy as a host. He told Aaron Andrews that he had nothing left to prove. And then he goes out and he has the worst game of his career in what was also, Rob, the worst loss of his career. And so, naturally, people are speculating and talking about it and coming to all sorts of conclusions about it. And one of those people, Rob, is his former teammate, his former tight end. They hooked up on many a pass, many a touchdown together. And that, of course, is JerMichael Finley. Do we have sound of Finley or do I have to read it? Okay. Here's JerMichael Finley, Rob, on why he believes that Rodgers struggled mightily on Sunday. He told this to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
This is the National Football League. Each offseason, you got to work like it's the last season. And I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. And actually, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tells everything of the personality. And I just don't see it, that NFL hunger and just feel hungry to go win another championship. I just think it's cliche and talk that guys get up there and say, oh, I want to win a championship. Oh, it sounds good, but I want to see what you do on the field.
All right.
First of all, shame on those guys for not, like, making him, like, give more of an explanation, Chris. You could see it from your couch looking through the helmet. Come on. Like, Chris, if that was a guy on our show, we would have to stop. Okay, right? Stop. Have you talked to other
players? Right.
Have you talked to other players? What do you mean you could see it? You could see it from your living room in San Diego? Like, really, you were watching the game on TV and you could see it? Come on. I mean, just say you don't like him. You don't like what went on in Green Bay. You felt like he got you out of Green Bay. Whatever it is, you've been saying this since 2012.
Right.
Did you watch last year?
Finley has been critical of Rodgers, as you said, for the last 9 years.
Chris, did he watch last year when he was the MVP? Did he say it after Aaron Rodgers had the stinker against Tampa Bay with the two picks? He went on to win the MVP. I'm not saying he's going to win the MVP this year, but come on. To put a guy on and not challenge him and not make him at least, Chris, give me the belief that you have some insight. You don't have any insight. You played with him years ago. If you want to get on and say, I'm close to people there still in Green Bay. They tell me he's not the same guy. They right. tell me he don't work out as hard. He's lackluster in practice. He's busy practicing his Jeopardy answers. You know, Chris, give me something. You can see it through the helmet?
No, you're right on the money. And that was my first thought when I read this quote, and here it is. I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. Rob, my first thought is, okay, are you at practice?
Right.
I mean, seriously. And as you said, if you say that to people interviewing you, the natural thought is, so are you, like you said, are you still talking to people in Green Bay? Have you talked to players? How do you know the work ethic suffering? Because look, we can joke about it and make light and all that, but the fact that Aaron Rodgers went to Hawaii and was on vacation, that doesn't mean he wasn't working hard.
That doesn't mean
he didn't go on vacation
last offseason, right? Last year he went on vacation, I'm sure.
Exactly. Everybody, that doesn't mean the weeks prior that he wasn't killing himself working for the upcoming season. I don't know. I mean, that's right. My point. I don't know, and I doubt JerMichael Finley knows. And if he does know, to your point, Rob, he has a duty to say, I'm not just making this up. This is not just a figment of my imagination. I've talked to players.
Right.
I've talked to coaches. And especially, Rob, with their history. Especially when you're a guy that's been critical of Aaron Rodgers for nearly a decade.
Ever since he left Green Bay.
Way to prove this is not sour grapes. This is not just because we don't get along. This is because guys are telling me it. Or I saw it myself.
You got to give me more than that. But this is what we talk about all the time. You can't let people just come on and say anything without pushing back a little bit. If he said that, Chris, then I'm interested. Wouldn't you be interested in that?
Oh, yeah. That's a great quote. But you got to back it up. You got to back it up. And look, what's interesting to me, Robin, we had Ephraim Salaam, former offensive lineman, on the show yesterday. He said, if I was in that locker room, if I was playing for the Green Bay Packers, I'd be ticked off at Aaron. He said, I'd be upset that he doesn't look like he's all in. I watched our colleague at FS1, Marcellus Wiley, say today on his show that he doesn't think that Aaron Rodgers is all in. That he looks detached. And I mean, it's just his opinion, but, you know, he looks detached and he doesn't think he's you know, cares about winning anymore because he doesn't need this job anymore. He's already thinking about moving on. You know, these are thoughts that are out there, Rob. And so what's interesting to me, and I've been a little critical of Aaron, like, you can't come in off what you did this offseason and have a clunker like that in game one. All right, but it's interesting to me that with all that he has done, Rob, all that Aaron Rodgers has accomplished, and he's, you know, he's one of the greatest to ever do it. We all know that. That he is, after one horrendous game, the first game of the season, he is facing such doubts, Rob. Is that odd to you? I mean, because this dude's a legend.
I don't think it's odd. I think it's totally ridiculous. Because if he lights up the Lions this Monday night, Chris, and puts on a 40-piece on the Lions, right? The 49ers scored 41 points in the first three quarters against Detroit.
Right, right.
All right? If he puts up a 40-piece, then what's the dialogue? Oh, well, I guess he's back. He's back. I guess he's into it again. Or you watch. I'm telling you, if you're going to Vegas,
oh no, it's
going
to be big,
right? I just think you got to be real careful with this game. We've seen the clunkers, didn't we? See Cliff Kingsbury, Chris, crown Kyler Murray last year after the Hail Murray. Do you remember that? What did we say when he said that he could split the MVP with Patrick Mahomes every other year? Oh, whoa!
Right.
All right. He threw a Hail Mary. They won the game. Let's not get crazy. And then what happened? They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, it is interesting to me that you know, he's got such doubters. But that's, Rob, that's what happens. He put himself in harm's way by all he did this offseason. And like I said, he won the offseason.
No, when you talk like that, Chris, people are going to be what you call it. There's no doubt about it. And then if he didn't say anything,
he put the spotlight on himself.
Then he'd be aloof and you don't know what he's thinking, and that's why he's not a good teammate, doesn't express himself. You can't win. But you're right. His offseason was so out loud and so out of character from what we are used to. You remember when Aaron Rodgers, they fired their quarterback coach. They didn't even ask him.
He didn't
him.
Say a word.
He didn't make a stink, Chris. Do you remember a stink?
Nope.
I don't remember
when Matt LaFleur was hired and he wasn't really, you know,
involved
consulted.
In it.
Right, right. Nothing.
I don't remember a stink.
Right. So, yeah, when that's my point, Rob. When you do that, you do have to go out and you got a ball. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, I don't know. None of us knows if Aaron's really detached. But you do open yourself up to that when you do what you did in the offseason. And, Rob, he's so calm and cool and unbothered. And I agree. I think he's saying the right things. Look, it's one game. We'll be fine.
And he said it's on him, though. He said
right.
He played poorly.
He owned it. He owned it enough for me. I don't know. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, he didn't know. I don't know what you want him to say.
What else do you want
him
to say?
He said, I played bad. He said, I'm frustrated with my performance. He said he said both interceptions were on him. Now, yesterday, he came out with he got hit in the private parts. But that's just an explanation. That's
right.
not an
but
excuse.
But that didn't say he didn't
But he
do
still
it.
Said, right, after the game, he said, I probably should have. He said, I can't remember exactly what he said he should have done instead. But in both instances, Rob, he took the blame. All right, so
that's all you want to do
him,
it.
Right. I don't need him to cry about it and, you know, woe is me about it. Just
he
admitted
it. He has to grovel,
right.
Chris, and be like, oh, I had a terrible game. I'm the worst quarterback. I don't know what I was
right,
thinking.
Exactly.
Dude,
come on.
The guy just had is coming off that. An unbelievable MVP at age 37 when people were saying he was finished, Chris. Come on.
Rob, if he doesn't play great against or you know, very good against Detroit, what will it take for you to really start to wonder, okay, is he into this or has he basically retired in his mind?
It would take a couple of games. I'd have to look at him. And they always talk about in the NFL, you do it by quarters, right? Like four games.
Right, right.
And I think that's what you have to look at. At four games, you could get a feel for where somebody is to me.
Their next two games, Rob, that's why I do think he's got to be great against Detroit. And I think he will be. But they got San Francisco after that, which obviously is a good defense. And Pittsburgh after that, Rob.
Yeah, no, so, these are big games.
Yeah, so, and you know, you start 0-2. Rob, in the last 2 years, this is including last year when they expanded the playoffs to 14 teams. The last 20 teams, there have been 20 teams in the last 2 years to start 0-2. None of them have made the playoffs.
Is that right? That's
yeah, so and that so there's a lot of teams with Baltimore, and I'm not saying they
so
can't make
Dallas
the playoffs.
So if Dallas loses this week, then you well, think they're –
I'm not going to write teams off, but I'm saying Dallas, Green Bay, Baltimore, any of the other top teams that lost. It's interesting because, like I said, it since 2007, Rob, it's like 12% of the teams that started 0-2 made the playoffs. So it is definitely a tough road to hoe when you lose your first two games. So this is a big one for Green Bay, for Aaron, and for the team in general. So we'll see what he does. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Coming off that clunker against the Saints, does Aaron Rodgers have anything to prove Monday night against the Lions? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday.
Hey, Chris, you know what? We all want to perform at our best, whether we're traveling, on the go, or even hitting the gym.
Yeah, man, but aging makes it tough to maintain that daily drive. That's why it's time to fight back against the clock with M-Drive.
M-Drive is the everyday supplement for driven men who just refuse to let age beat them. I'm one of these guys, Chris.
Hey, I am too, man. I will not let age beat me. My mantra, Rob, age is nothing but a number. All right, M-Drive is packed with clinically tested ingredients. It supports healthy testosterone levels It helps get you lean and energized and stay at the top of your game, no matter what your age is.
Visit mdriveformen.com to try it for yourself. I mean, you got to do it. Get 20% off your first order with the promo code. You ready for it? Odd Couple, easy as pie. There's a free shipping and a 60-day money-back guaranteed as well. You have nothing to lose.
All right, fellas, let's be honest. Just keep it real. All right, just you and yourself. When you look in the mirror at yourself, you realize that aging is inevitable. But we can fight back with M-Drive. So visit mdriveformen.com for more energy, more lean muscle, and healthy T support that your body needs. You can save 20% on it with code ODDCOUPLE.
That's mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Hey, Chris.
Get M-Drive. All right, it is the Odd Couple, and as you can see, we're odd. But 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're just talking about Aaron Rodgers. And the dude's a Hall of Famer. He was the MVP last year. And already after one game, as bad as he was, and he was bad.
He was bad.
And I talked about it. Rob talked about it. But I'm not doubting that he's still great. But it seems like many are.
Yep,
so it's going to be interesting to see this Sunday against Detroit.
Let's check
I think
in.
In trouble.
It's Monday night. I think they play Monday night, right?
Really? Okay. Dan Campbell and the crew are in trouble.
Rob G., isn't it a Monday night game? I'm almost positive. Let's kick it off with Dan in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Dan?
Is he gone?
Yeah.
All right. Dan, I think he called up last hour. Dan, you're not getting on the air with that foolishness.
Stop with that.
Like, why are you even trying?
It's just
ridiculous. All right, come on, man. You know, we're not suckers up in here. Yes,
exactly.
You are. You're better than that.
Yeah.
Rob, go ahead.
I'll just go say it's going to be interesting, the game against the Lions. And if you're the Lions, you got something to play for too, Chris. You talked about it. You know, Dan Campbell's his team got embarrassed early. They fought back, you know, and still lost to the 49ers.
Right.
But it could be another long day for their defense.
Nah, I mean, like you said, they gave up 41 to the Niners, and what, was it in three quarters?
I think in the first three quarters.
So they got their work cut out for them for sure. It is a Monday night game, yes.
Monday night.
National TV audience, and that's going to be fun because Aaron, people are going to be looking to see what he does.
People want to watch Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
To see what happened last week.
Yep.
Are we seeing the beginning of the end? There'll be that, Chris. People will tune in. And then when it's 40-3 at half, they might tune out. But I don't know.
Let me ask you this. And we talked about this earlier, Rob. Let's just go here for a few moments. We talked about Urban Meyer, and obviously there are already rumors out there that he could be the guy to go to USC and replace Clay Helton. He shot it down today. I mean, he didn't shoot it down with that much verve, but he did shoot it down, said there's no chance he's leaving Jacksonville. He wants to build that organization into something special. Let me ask you, is USC, is that a top job? Because we had Randy Mueller on yesterday, former executive of the year in the NFL, and he said he doesn't doubt that Urban will end up back in college.
Right.
But he's not sure it'll be USC. You and I, when we grew up, USC was a plum job, right? I mean, it was USC
and
Notre Dame
were
two of the best.
Right?
Yes, they were two of the best jobs in the nation. I mean, that's obviously not the case right now because if you're talking top four or five jobs. But do you think it's a place that's going to get a big-name coach? Because we got to remember, when Pete Carroll went there, he wasn't a big-name coach at that time. He turned it around and became one while he was there.
Yeah, when you start winning championships, right, then things turn around. Yeah, USC is in a weird spot because, Chris, there's a lot of attractive things about it. Who doesn't want to play in Southern California
for
that school with the history? You want to go look at the alum and the Football Hall of Fame for USC? Dude, there's nothing but studs in there.
Yep.
Yep. So we just had Rodney Peete. Rodney Peete was a big-time player for USC earlier in the show. And the list goes on and on and on. You know that. But I think, like, they don't know where they want to be. Like, they probably, if they were a real, quote-unquote, Chris football school, then Helton wouldn't have been there as long as he was. Like, he should have been fired a few years ago. But they held on to him. They were kind of trying to figure out where they were, you know? And now I think they have to figure it out and not just grab the first guy available and try to get a big-time coach to turn that program around, because they should be a powerhouse in football out west.
I got to agree. Like, and I will say about this new administration that they have, the athletic department, they talk at least – like they want to return him to national prominence. And right. So I do think they're serious about it. And as you said, Rob, while we wouldn't call it a top five job right now, my goodness. I mean, what in the – you got everything in the world to sell. You know, you got the great weather. You said it's Southern California. And USC is big in L.A. You know, we know you got teams all over the place, all the pro teams and football and baseball and basketball. But – people still are very much into USC football, and California is a great football state. I mean, you know where Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are from, Rob?
California.
There you go. So it's a hotbed for recruiting, and so if you get the right guy in there, I think you should be able to turn them around and make them a powerhouse program. I get the Pac-12 is kind of down, although Oregon, you know, beat Ohio State last weekend in a great win. And UCLA, you know, beat LSU, so maybe this will be a good year for him.
And that was a big win for UCLA, you know?
Oh, yeah. That was another one. UCLA was a great program when we were younger, but they haven't been that in a while, at least not consistently. But, yeah, I think you get the right guy in there for USC, and you can really – it's a diamond in the rough, if you will. And so take their time and make sure, you know, that they get a good hire, and we'll see where they go from there. All right, Teicher's Tower of Trivia – it's coming up, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for the segment you've all been waiting for. It's taking the nation by storm. It is Teicher's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Teicher's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Teicher's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. And the star of this segment, none other than Tom Crady, the resident DJ, the king of Weave Nation. Check out his podcast, Alex Teicher.
What's up, my guys? How we doing? I bet CB and Rob are both surprised I'm still here, like 2 weeks in, right?
I know. I'm shocked.
2 weeks into the new, to the start of September. Amazing.
Yep, no doubt about it. I'm hyped, though. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I heard that we were going to have a big anniversary show on Friday, and Alex's like, I ain't going to be here.
What, so. Alex? You're not going to be here for our anniversary show?
Is it was this Friday?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I ain't going to be here.
I ain't going to be here either, then.
What?
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll be here.
No, I ain't going to be here. I'm serious.
You're not?
No, really? I'm really not.
Where are you going to on our anniversary?
No, remember, you guys remember a couple years ago, my daughter was born on our anniversary show.
Yes. So what are you having a party? Like
bring little Aria in.
Right?
Yeah, she knows like 65 words, so she could probably come on air for a bit.
So wait a minute. Are y'all having a party on Friday?
No, Friday we're going to Disneyland.
Okay.
Oh, that's wow. Right. Okay.
Maybe I'll call in. Maybe I'll call in while I'm in line in Fantasyland.
Yes.
I can't argue with that.
And we'll chop it up.
Yeah, it's my kid's birthday too, guys.
I remember those days.
Yeah, Alec got an illegitimate love child. He's going to spend his birthday with. All right, let's get to it. You know how this segment works? It's like a password and pyramid all in one. These guys got to give one word clues to help Alex guess these very easy sports themed questions.
Speak for yourself on easy.
And given that Urban Meyer populated a lot of this show today, all of these questions are USC football themed.
Wow.
Okay.
And Alex, just for your knowledge, okay, Urban Meyer is not black.
No?
Racist. All right, here we go. I flipped the coin during Ralph's update, and Rob Parker wins again.
Let's go, Rob.
Surprising. Wow. Rob, again, remember the rules. No rhyming, no foreign languages, and
it has to be a real word.
Morning.
Right, exactly.
Perverts. Here we go. Question number one, Rob Parker. At the end of the 2005 season, the Trojans lost to Texas in the national championship game. It was a great one. Texas that year was powered by star quarterback Vince Blank.
Old?
New.
That is incorrect. This is supposed to be the easy ones. Uh-oh.
Sorry, Rob.
I thought he'd get that one. Let's see.
Don't give clues in your question, Chris. Just say your.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think. Adolescent.
What's the first part, Chris? Or excuse me, Rob.
Vince?
No, I can't.
His first name is Vince.
No,
his first name is Vince.
Texas was powered by star quarterback Vince Blank,
and I said adolescent.
Vince Blank, adolescent. Oh, man. There's a lot of last names, though.
There are a lot of last names. It could be Broussard.
I don't think it's Broussard.
Could it be Parker?
It's not Parker. Old. Newman?
That is incorrect.
I'm trying to think what it could be.
If you think about it could be Parker, because old.
Okay. No. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know. Way old, but acts like an adolescent.
Oh, no.
Very true.
Wow.
My next answer is Parker.
Rob Parker. 8 points here, Rob. 8 points.
Here we go.
Okay.
Restless.
That's a good clue.
Restless.
There's just so many pileups on the freeway right now with people just so frustrated.
They're right. They're like, what?
Let's go with... Restless. Youth?
That is incorrect. Vince
all
Youth.
Right.
Sound like a
all
good
right.
one.
All right.
I keep wanting to say Vince McMahon, but that ain't right.
7 points, Chris. Right, last chance to steal. Right,
good luck, Chris.
Teenager.
Teenager. Adolescence. Yeah, I'm a pass. I don't know this one.
Vince Young.
Young?
Oh, Young.
Oh, my gosh.
Old,
is it really?
Young and the Restless.
I thought you'd get old.
Yeah. No.
I wanted young. To say thug, like Young Thug, but I needed more.
That would have been funny. Yeah, I would have got that
All
one.
All right. Goose egg after round one. Back to
I was going
to
say my date tonight, but then
oh,
that
no.
Oh, Young.
Oh, no.
I got that one.
All right.
I got that one.
Number two, Chris Broussard. USC is sometimes referred to as tailback U because they've had 5 different running backs win the Heisman,
okay.
including some guy named Orenthal James Blank.
What's up with these names?
All right.
Very common names in sports.
Okay,
Alex.
Here we go.
You're assuming I listen to sports, right? Good luck, Chris.
I hope this is within the rules.
Let's see.
OJ?
Simpson.
That is correct.
I'll take that.
All right, there it
I'll
is.
I'll take that. I know
Woof,
that one.
There yeah. it is.
I know that one.
Back to I was going to say Bart.
I would have said Bart or Homer.
Would you have gotten
he
that?
He would have said Bart Scott.
Scott. Wow. I'm just shouting out things in my mind.
He says a sportsman now.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Number three. Sticking
Young.
With the names, Alex Teichert.
Thanks, Rob G.
Rob, USC superstar Keyshawn Blank.
Oh, gosh.
Is the only wide receiver to be taken first overall in the draft in the last 35 years.
Yay. Keyshawn.
All right.
Good luck, man.
Keyshawn. Rob, you just had his buddy on hour one.
Did we?
That's a good clue.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to go ahead, Rob?
No. Here we go.
The floor is yours, CB. Keyshawn.
I want to say something, but I don't want us to get taken off the air.
Preferably not. Not before the anniversary show.
Man. Where's your mind going?
Do you need a pass, Rob?
You want a pass?
No. All right, here we go.
You got 5 seconds.
Here we go. One. No, that was too quick.
All right, what you got, Rob? What you got?
Masters.
What?
Masters.
I know what he's talking about, but... They're not 50 years old, Rob.
All right, here we go.
I'm about to run away with it. All right, Alex.
That's confidence. I'm ready.
Yep. Magic
Johnson.
There it is.
See?
Whoop, there
I'm
it is.
I'm trying to help
I get that.
Look at
we
Rob.
We just had his friend in hour one.
I know you got all their books, Rob, but come on.
Masters and Johnson. I was thinking, I'm
Master
sorry.
Johnson? What's that?
That's like a research about sexual activity.
Oh my gosh. Rob, you probably have the whole collection then, right?
He got all their books.
Okay. It's alphabetized and categorized.
I need a reference point. You know what it I'm was, saying?
Oh, gosh.
All right, come on.
All right, here we go.
I'm loving this.
Back to Chris. USC fired Clay Helton this week after they got blasted by Stanford on Saturday night.
Right.
Stanford's mascot, Alex, as you know, is the blank.
All right, here we go. Bishop.
Bishop. Buffalo.
That is incorrect.
Give me the question again real quick while Rob thinks.
Stanford blank.
Stanford's mascot, blank, as you know,
Stanford blank
is the okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
St. Louis
Rams.
Incorrect. That's a good guess.
I'm sorry, let's see.
Yeah, it's over.
He apologized.
He has the bongos.
Because I know Rob wants to be in, and I'm trying.
Yeah, but it don't matter. He's got the bongos ready.
Again,
right.
Just like last time, Rob. It's not like you got bad clues.
Bird, Alex. He does have bad clues.
My clues are good. No, they're
not. His clues are bad.
I mean, Masters was weird.
Masters
was weird. I was going to say something, but I just didn't think of magic.
What'd you say again, C?
Bird.
Falcon.
That is incorrect. Rob, chance to steal. Last one.
Can you email the clues again real quick, too, Rob G?
Bird was one.
Bird. All right, let's try
St. Louis
again.
Was one.
St. Louis, okay.
I don't know what Chris's first one was.
What was your first one, see? He's not going to say.
Bishop.
Bishop, okay. Yeah. Very holy.
I'm just waiting for the bongos. Yeah.
Right,
it's over. Go ahead, Rob. Stop delaying.
Ready?
I'm ready, Rob. I want to get this.
St. Louis?
You just did it before.
I'm doing it again.
Rule against that?
No.
St.
Louis?
No, it counts. Voice this time?
It counts.
First of all, that's two words. This is the first in
Tyson's Tower trivia history. Rob's given the same clue twice.
Rob.
In hopes that Alex will get it the second time.
Please do it one more time just the way you said it.
St. Louis?
Okay. Rob, I feel like I got it now and I have to because you put... Is it Cardinals?
Yes!
That's right. Here it is.
Rob. But you said nice. Rams the first time, so I was like, they're not even...
Oh, Rob.
It's nice that you
that
finally got
awesome.
One, Rob. But Alex, hit it! Look.
Is it time?
Yes, it's time,
Chris
baby.
Won the game, but I feel like Rob won the segment by giving the same clue twice.
Yes!
That was pretty good.
That's classic Rob Parker right there. Classic.
Masters.
Losing. That's classic.
Morning.
Oh my. Don't that sound good, Rob?
My sound is down. Hello? Are we still on the air?
More of the Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Alex, you know it's growing on me.
Is it?
I mean, it can't help but grow on me.
That's right.
My goodness.
Hey,
Kanye, praising the Lord.
Some medication. You'll be all right.
All right, we are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are wrapping up a worship Wednesday. Now, Rob, I know you drive these fantastic cars, so maybe this doesn't apply to you, but have you ever had a dead battery?
I have had a dead battery before, absolutely.
Where do you go when you get it?
Home, dinner, or show? Where should I go, Chris?
If AutoZone!
I get a dead battery? AutoZone, of course.
That's where you go. It's America's number one battery destination. Then, once you go there, and once you get your free battery testing and your free battery charging, then you can go to home, dinner, or show. So trust me, Rob, next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
Go get AutoZone.
Come on, man. That's classic.
I thought Kawhi would like that one. Rob, on a serious note, sad story. The Olympians, Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, other top gymnasts in America, Rob, they have said now, and you know, they talked to the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
It was heartbreaking.
It really was, man. But they said that the FBI, of all organizations, the FBI mishandled the Larry Nassar investigation.
Turned a blind eye. They called Larry Nassar out, Chris, years ago, and they didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, it's all heartbreaking, but when I read this really hit me. Allie Raisman told the senators, it took over 14 months, Rob, for FBI agents to contact her after her initial report of Nassar's sexual assaults to USA Gymnastics in June 2015. 14 months! You go and you tell what's going on, and it takes them 14 months to get back to you?
They should be at his office the next day, or at least, Chris, within 24 hours, and be like, we have a complaint and we need to find what's going on here. We need because this is the issue. And people you could have saved so many other girls from going through that, Chris.
Yep.
So many. That's why when you have people who are in this kind of misconduct and assault on young women and young boys, it has to be stopped. They won't stop. You got to stop them.
Right. Because they're clearly sick.
Right. So they're not going to go like, okay, well, let me see. I'm less, and I'm just going to stop one.
Right.
No.
They're not going to come to their senses. Right. They need to be dealt with. And you're absolutely right. So many girls, dozens, could have been saved from going through that had the FBI acted properly. So I just hope that these investigators are taking the task. And I hope they suffer the repercussions that they should for their negligence.
I think I read somewhere where one of the guys who was on the case originally, I don't know, did he just get fired, Rob G, or just recently? This thing went on for, forever.
Yeah.
And he just recently put him out.
Yes, it's just terrible, man. And very unfortunate. So hopefully justice can be served to some degree at this point. Obviously, what happened, and you just hope that the girls can, get the help that they need to get through it, and that these members of the FBI who were negligent are dealt with in the correct manner, Rob, because this is horrible, and it's got to be stopped. And at Team USA, USA Gymnastics, that's ridiculous.
When someone makes, Chris, it's not that everybody's automatically guilty, but you have to investigate it.
Exactly.
That's all we're asking for, right, exactly. Is an investigation immediately. Investigate it.
That's right. All right, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. It's Chris and Rob signing off on a Worship Wednesday. Peace!